Got made through the whole practice. We didn't know it was that way until we had a chance to x-ray him after practice. So just, you know, again, it's football. Those things happen. Glad we'll get him back, though, hopefully soon. So, again, it's unfortunate. Guy was playing good. But that's part of this thing called football. So on we go. Seen it before, been through it before, you know. The fun part, not the fun part, I shouldn't say that. There's nothing fun about that. But at the same time, I think we're going to get a lot of these guys back at some point. You know, it'd be different if I felt like they were out for the year. They're not. You know, these guys are going to come back, and hopefully come back and hit the ground running where they were. So we hate it, you know, but these things do happen from time to time.
So your world is still not rocking?
No. I keep telling you guys, I'm not blinking. I think you guys know me. I mean, I'm never going to do that. I mean, our football team and this organization depends on me to have a positive outlook about it all, and I do because I've seen this before. We all have. When you're changing things and you're trying to come from where we've been, these are the things you have to go through. You know that saying, without struggle, there'd be no progress. Well, we're struggling, you know, but we're going to get some progress here pretty soon. I promise you that.
I know that you're looking at the positive side that you expect to get Corey back, but after he just had a breakout game, how disappointing is it for him?
Oh, no, he's very frustrated. I'd be first to tell you that. He likes to play. And I don't think Corey's ever had a broken bone in his body, you know. So this is new to him, you know. But at the same time, this is an opportunity for him to grow in a lot of different areas, you know, that pertains to football and conditioning, learning more about nutrition and all the other parts of this deal called pro football. So we're not going to let anything slide that way. I think he's going to keep growing and keep getting better in a bunch of other areas while he heals up, and then hopefully that'll propel him on for the rest of the season. Good. He's doing well. You know, he needs to play more. All those young guys need to play more, and obviously they'll get an opportunity to play more now. So it's been good. Those guys have been chomping at the bit to get out there and have more opportunities, so they're going to get those. I'm sorry. I didn't. Uh-huh.
How is he?
He's progressing. He's progressing every day, you know. But if, like you said, if he doesn't, then obviously Derek will be in there and be playing quite a bit.
Would you describe that as an accident, or was it a cornerback or a defender on Coleman where he shouldn't have been?
Oh, no. Again, it's just nobody really knows exactly when it happened. You know, I think it was a ball that was caught. And then, you know, obviously I think people think it was a jammed finger, you know, because it's probably what it looks like, you know, at the beginning. And then all of a sudden it progresses to more. But Corey practiced the whole day, you know, and then at the end, you know, I think he went to meetings and after meetings. You know, I think all of a sudden it felt like, well, maybe something's not right here. But Corey's a tough guy, you know. So at the same time, I don't think it was anybody's fault. It's not all of a sudden a defender did something or he did something. It's just unfortunate. You know, you have practice, somebody stick a hand in someplace, and this is what you get every now and then. It's just part of it.
He was making catches with a fracture in his
hand. Oh, yes, he was. That's what I'm saying. He was practicing. I mean, the guy, he's tough. You know, he practiced, and that's what was amazing, you know. I probably was the most surprised when our medical staff came up to tell me. You know, I almost fell out of my chair. I told him, you got to be kidding me, you know, because the guy practiced, just like you said, the whole practice. So, again, it's these things happened, but we're not gonna all of a sudden, you know, slow down, or they're not going to cancel games or postpone games or anything like that. Miami's saying, come on down, and we got to go play.
Vance Joseph.
Yes, Joseph. Sir. And Matt Burt. He's a linebacker coach there.
And what he's doing on defense, is it at all surprising to you? Did you envision him as a coordinator playing this kind of defense?
No, not at all. I mean, he has extensive background in a lot of different schemes. He's been around National Football League. You know, obviously he's with a good defense in Cincinnati. He's been in San Francisco. You know, he's been in the Texans with Wade Phillips. So he has extensive background on how to play defense and adapt defenses to his personnel, and I think that's what he's done. You know, you have an incredible front seven, you know, led by Sue and the rest of the gang, Mario Williams and that crew. So I'm sure he's had to do what he needed to do to make sure that those players are playing at a high level, and that's what he's done.
Is that front four scheme similar to what Philadelphia did?
Somewhat. Philadelphia, Cincinnati, you know, Tampa. You know, they all have some of those same elements, but I think what he's trying to do, what he's accomplishing, is maybe a little bit different on the back end than what those teams have done.
You, even though I know this is football, to lose your, you know, first two quarterbacks,
right,
your number one receiver, your starting defensive end, your starting center, all in your first two, you know, games on the job, you know, that's a lot. Would you say that, you know, I've heard you say you're built for this.
Oh, yes.
And would you also say that, I mean, do you think you would not have handled this as well had it happened in your first time around as a head coach?
Yeah, y'all would have been digging me out of the locker room if I hadn't done this before, somewhere buried deep, you know. But, no, probably so. I mean, because this is not, to me, I wouldn't want anyone in their first opportunity to go through this. But I know that these things happen. Having been a head coach before in this league, having been a coordinator, even having been a position coach where you lose one of your best players at the position, you can't worry about those things, you know, because you know that that's just part of this. There's a whole bunch of teams across the a whole bunch of players across the league have been lost by many teams, and that's well documented. So these things happen. Maybe not to the rate we have. I'll be first to tell you that I've never lost two quarterbacks in 2 weeks and turn around and lose a young defensive player, and here comes your receiver. No, I mean, that's a lot. That's a bit much. But I do know that these things happen. And like I said, if we wasn't going to get them back, maybe I wouldn't be sitting here right now. But we are. So, and I think that's just part of it. And our guys, they'll be the first to tell you. Honestly, I haven't really made any mention of it other than here we go. You know, because that's all you can do. I mean, they're not going to change the schedule. They're not going to tell us you guys get a couple weeks off and see if they can heal up. They say you got a game to play. So we have a game to play, and we're looking forward to playing.
Does Hawkins move up?
Yes, he would. Yes, sir.
Can you say it would be a third?
Could be Higgins. It could be, you know, it could be Ricardo Lewis. It could be Seth DeVal. It could be a lot of different. All depends on personnel packages and how we play. He's had a good week. He's done a good job. I mean, we all know he's very accurate. You know, he knows where to go with the ball, how to go there with the ball. He knows how to get us in the right protection and do all those things. You know, again, we're practicing. It's not a game. But again, thus far, the 2 days he's had, you know, he's done really well. And I'm not surprised by that. It's exactly what I've seen since he started. He's just getting more reps at it, more turns at it. He's done a good job.
How much did the intangibles and the character, the leadership, and just the way he carries himself and all those facets play into, you know, your evaluation of him and your decision to ultimately draft him?
Oh, yeah, all those things play into it. You know, you want a guy that is unflappable a little bit, a guy that's, you know, that doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, that stays very consistent, guy that can demonstrate poise and toughness and resiliency. Because that's what this game demands, you know. So, yeah, he had a lot of characteristics that we liked, you know, and he needs to display those this weekend, and I think he will. But, again, as I said before, I know we, you know, a lot of us make it about Cody. It's really about our team. You know, in order for Cody to play well, his team around him has to play well, offensively, defensively, and special teams. It won't just be him. He just got to do his part to the best of his ability.
What has Tannehill showed you, particularly in that second half last week?
He can throw the ball. I think that's well documented. He also can run. He's a talented athlete, you know, and he knows how to make plays. He knows how to get his playmakers the ball, and I think he's a good quarterback.
Coach, what's the biggest challenge for you and your offensive staff in putting together the game plan for three consecutive weeks with three different quarterbacks?
It's tough, you know, but we feel like our offense is flexible. You know, I've said that since day one. You know, we have to have an offense that's flexible enough to adapt for these particular situations, because we all know that, you know, it's unfortunate if people do get hurt. So you have to be able to have enough variety in your system to when people do, you're able to do something else. And I think we've practiced enough things to where who's ever playing quarterback for us, running back, receiver, that we can adapt. And I think our guys have done an outstanding job of doing that.
Are you a sleep in the office guy? You one of those guys?
I can be. I can be. I've done a little bit of it all in my career, but you know, you do what you got to do to win, and that's what our staff's about. You know, and the hard part for us right now is we haven't tasted winning. You know, so a lot of us, whether it's stay all night, stay all day, whatever it takes. You know, there's no time as a coach, and I think it's that way throughout the National Football League. We don't worry about time. We just get done what we need to get done and kind of go from there. But our guys work at it, and I'm proud of our staff. They've done a terrific job of trying to prepare our players. I think our players have done a good job. We're working extremely hard at it. We just, you know, again, we just need to get over that wall. Mary, go right ahead.
How much does it help that Cody has run a pro-style offense? He has some experience in a West Coast system, and he kind of can speak your language a little bit already coming in.
Well, I mean, we're a little different, though. He's had to adapt. He really has, and I think he's done a good job. He's very bright, so, and he works at it. He's a tireless worker, so he's adapted, you know, our verbiage, our terminology, and I think he's done a good job. But it does help that he, you know, has been around some people that maybe myself and Pep knows, because it gives him opportunity to bounce things off of them and understand what we're trying to accomplish a little bit better. Yeah, I mean, I thought he obviously he has tremendous get off. His initial quickness is extremely good, you know, so he's able to push tackles and create pressure. And I thought, you know, he did a good job. I think he's learning how to play within our base scheme of defense. I don't think he's ever really played outside linebacker, so he's adapting that way. But when it's time to put his hand down and rush the passer, he does know how to do that.
Good.
Thank you very much.